Welcome back to the Iron Beauty Podcast. I'm your host, Elizabeth. I have had my struggles. I was overweight, underweight. I lost my period for over 7 years, struggled with severe digestive issues, parasites, H. pylori, SIBO, and built my body to where it is today. So if you're looking for more information on everything in terms of gut health, hormones, fat loss, building muscle, if you find this episode helpful, I ask one thing of you. Either share it with a friend, drop a little comment below, or even just leave a review on Apple or Spotify. I truly just want to help as many people as possible, and this would mean the world to me.
Do you often find yourself bloated, tired, you have skin issues, joint pain, thyroid issues, or your weight just will not move? These actually could be signs that your gut health needs attention. And today we're going to be deep diving into 5 warning signs of poor gut health. And I'm going to be taking you guys through the science behind it and how to fix it. Because the truth is I struggled for so long. I had eczema, rosacea all over my face. I had chronic bloating, digestive issues, hormone imbalances, thyroid issues. And when I healed my gut, my body transformed, my anxiety went away, my skin cleared up. So I am so passionate on gut health and hormones. So we're just gonna dive right into it. Here are 5 signs that your gut is crying for help and how to respond and fix each of these. So the first one that I'm gonna talk about is going to be bloating, okay? So bloating is often a sign of disrupted gut microbiome. We have good and bad bacteria in the gut. And when this balance is off, this could lead to excessive gas, bloating, constipation, even things like an imbalance like SIBO going on. And I did a full video on SIBO that I'm actually going to link below. But how do we address bloating? How do we get down to the root cause and eliminate it? So a few different signs of bloating, like I said, could be constipation, food intolerances, something like SIBO, bacteria overgrowth, IBS, or even IBD, inflammatory bowel disease. So if we have chronic constipation, bacterial overgrowth, we first got to figure out what is going on. So when it comes down to it, keeping something like a food sensitivity journal to track your food and see what are those foods that cause more bloating. Do we have food sensitivities going on? Also, when I work with all my clients, I actually do a full questionnaire and discovery call before we hop on. I will ask things like, when did our issues start? You know, did we take a lot of antibiotics? Did we have a giant trauma go about? Did we get food poisoning? All of these things, do we have chronic yeast infections and a metallic taste in our mouth? All of these things could be signs of things like H. pylori, parasites, SIBO. And if we have chronic bloating 24/7, like I would wake up in the morning and look 6 months pregnant. I had SIBO, 15 types of parasites, H. pylori, and mast cell activation. So we have to get down to the root cause so that we're able to figure out what the reason for the bloating is. Because for some people, eliminating certain foods, doing low FODMAP diets may make you feel better because you're getting rid of the fermentable carbohydrates that your body is that your body ferments with the bacteria. So you feel less reactive, less bloating. But as soon as you add those back in, you get more reactive because you're not getting to the root cause, which could be the SIBO, parasites, food intolerances, getting our bowels moving, constipation. So that is the first big warning sign. If we have bloating, it won't go away. We got issues going on. We're on a limited diet. We got to get down to the root cause, get rid of it, heal the gut so we're able to get those foods back in and thrive again with that flat tummy. Now, the second sign that your gut is crying for help, and I'm going to go to this one because I feel like a lot of people think if you got gut issues going on, you have to have bloating. You do not. Unexplained fatigue. So here's the deal. If you're constantly tired, your gut might be why. When we have an unhealthy gut, that can impair our sleep and our energy levels because 95% of our serotonin, that key hormone that makes us happy, it also affects sleep and our mood. And it's all produced in the gut. So when we improve our gut health, and a few different things you guys can do to help improve your gut health is a fiber-rich diet, that could help increase the production of serotonin. That could also feed the good bacteria in the gut. So we got the good guys, we got the probiotics, the prebiotics, and that allows that garden to grow. Also, enhancing our sleep and our mood. Things like bone broth, that is great. It has our collagen in there, our amino acids, proline, glycine to help heal and seal the inner lining of the gut. But also if we do it coming from something like poultry, turkey, or chicken, those are high in tryptophan, which are a precursor to serotonin and melatonin. So if we have chronic fatigue going on, we had things like antibiotics in the past, we've done tons of alcohol, or we had, you know, we were a C-section, all of these gut issues going on. We had, you know, chronic IBS or food allergies, and we got the fatigue going on. We got to heal the inner lining of the gut, and then we got to get our sleep back on point. So fiber, bone broth, healing the lining of the gut, again, getting down to the root cause. The third thing is going to be irregular bowel movements. And here's the deal. You may actually be going to the bathroom, but you may not actually be having complete bowel movements. When we have irregular bowel movements, whether it be constipation or diarrhea, that often can reflect poor gut health. An imbalance in our diet, stress, lack of fluids, all of this contribute to the problem, and they disrupt the natural rhythm of our digestive tract. If we have things like SIBO going on, that is 100% gut motility, our gut movement. If we're not going poop or we're having incomplete bowel movements, that food, the bacteria, everything is going to ferment, causing an overgrowth, which could lead to bloating, poor gut health. All of that affects our brain, our hormones, all of it. So irregular bowel movements, a few different things that we can do for that is, number one, making sure we're getting plenty of hydration. Number two is going to be making sure we're getting a good balance of fiber. And I don't mean just go in and up your fiber to 25, 30 grams a day. Because if we have the underlying cause of things like SIBO and stuff, sometimes too much fiber could actually make you have more gas, more bloating, and feel more uncomfortable. That's why I say we have to get down to that root cause first. So many individuals, and I did this too on my journey, we Google, what is going on with gut, bloating, constipation? You see fermented food, you see probiotics, you see fiber supplements. You throw all of this in without knowing what is going on first, and you feel worse. You get more constipation, more gas, more bloating. Then you feel like you completely failed. You don't know what to do. You cut out all your food and you're back to square one. That's a big no-no. We got to figure out, what I do with all my clients is we get down to the root cause, and then we'll get the inflammation down. We'll get the bowels moving first thing, ASAP, we get everything moving through, and then we'll focus on, you know, adding the probiotics back in, slowly increasing the fiber as we get the bloating down, as we get the bowels moving, as we get to the root cause of what's going on, whether it be SIBO or H. pylori or parasites or just chronic stress and anxiety and things like that can actually throw off and cause constipation too. So hydration is huge, getting enough fiber in, but not going overboard. Slowly wean your way up, track your fiber for a good week. Say you're getting 10, 15 grams a day, add up 5 grams more per week and slowly adjust it from there. Another good thing for bowel movements is belly massage. That is a great laxative. Literally massaging from your ascending to your descending colon is an easy way to start moving things through, helping with gas. You can use a little bit of coconut oil, guys, and a little bit of essential oils like peppermint, but only if you're not sensitive to essential oils. Don't put something on if you guys are sensitive to anything. I'm not here to tell you to do it. If you got sensitive skin, no essential oils. I got two more. I saved the best for last, and I have a treat for you guys at the end. I made a big surprise. My next one is going to be acid reflux and heartburn. So if we're burping all the time, or we have acid reflux after meals, a lot of times we go to the doctor and they will put us on things like acid blockers. The problem isn't that you guys have too much stomach acid. It's the fact that we don't have enough going on. That stomach acid kills off bad bacteria in the gut. It denatures our protein. I'm thinking of doing a whole YouTube on this. If you guys feel like you're very bloated after you have protein, especially animal protein, you feel like your food's sitting in your stomach, I want you to drop a comment below and tell me, I feel this way, and I will do a whole YouTube on what is going on and why we're having that feeling and how to fix it, because I was there, had very, very low stomach acid. And when we do, that could lead to indigestion, incomplete breakdown of our proteins, also things like SIBO, because that kills off the bad bacteria in your gut. If you do have acid reflux and burping, and you don't have things like SIBO going on, one thing you could do is start off by adding a little bit of apple cider vinegar to a little bit of water before a meal. That will slowly increase a little bit of your stomach acid, which can help. But again, if we have SIBO or we have an overgrowth of the bad bacteria that is, or even mast cell activation like histamines, that can make those issues worse. So we don't want to add that in yet. This is, see guys, this is why I work one-on-one with individuals, because for so long I struggled with so many digestive issues, H. pylori, SIBO. I was down to three ingredients. I went to every doctor out there. No one could fix me. I had 150 colonics. I looked 6 months pregnant all the time. And I became so obsessed with the gut that I healed myself. And I work with clients all around the world, and everybody's body is different. I have clients come to me that have severe mast cell activation, or they don't have their gallbladder, or, you know, they have parasites or SIBO or gastroparesis. All of these people, if you just put them on probiotics and fermented foods, they are not going to get their results. They all have different things like stress, anxiety, other issues going on. So when I work with my clients, when we hop on our Zooms each week, we're going over every struggle, the sleep, the bowel movements. Are we, you know, the foods that we're eating, we're slowly adding things in, we're correcting insufficiencies in the gut, so that over the 12 weeks together, they're able to get to the root cause, expand their diet, heal their gut, get their bowels moving, get the stress down, get the sleep better. And what happens? I have clients losing weight, like women coming to me post-menopause with all these gut issues going on, wanting weight loss. And I end up, one of my clients, I literally increased her food 800 calories over those 12 weeks, healed her gut. She lost 20 pounds and 8 inches off of her waist. And if you guys need help with this, I want you to head to the description below. I will put all my information. I am I felt so bad for so long with my gut issues to where I felt hopeless, guys. So if you've been to every doctor out there and they aren't fixing you and they just tell you have IBS, IBD, take Miralax, Duclax, and go, head to the description, fill out my questionnaire. I will be in touch with you to set up a call to see if we're that perfect fit to heal your gut, transform your body, and get you feeling your best self. It truly, I believe that the gut is key to everything. When I healed my gut, it got rid of my skin issues. It got rid of my severe anxiety, my depression. I was training so hard and my body felt so inflamed. And I have clients say, hey, you know, I would have no energy after my workouts. I couldn't even see my muscle definition. They're training less. They're seeing more results. They're eating more food. Their stress is away. They have no more fear of food, no more cravings. And they feel like they have their body back and their flat belly back. And that is the key when it comes down to it. And I saved the best for last, and I got a treat for you guys, but this one is huge. Skin. Your face is the mirror of your gut. Like I said, I had eczema, rosacea all over my face when I was a kid. I would have to put steroid creams on. I had very bad mast cell activation. So when I had anything with histamines in it, like bone broth, fermented foods, probiotics, my scalp would get so itchy that I would itch it. It would get scabs on it. It was so painful. And it was so bad, guys. But eczema, all of these health conditions, they could actually be due to things like leaky gut, toxins, bad bacteria leaking through our intestinal walls, causing inflammation, causing an immune response, and that can manifest in your skin. I have also a lot of clients. If you have skin issues, and this is going to be a tip for me, dairy. A lot of us do not have the ability as we get older to break down lactase. It's in dairy. I'm getting tongue tied right now. I just did an interview before. But basically, try cutting out dairy for a month and see if you have shifts in your skin. Dairy and gluten, a lot of people have sensitivities to, and those could actually trigger acne and stuff. That was a big one for me. But if we have skin issues, say you have no gut issues at all, but you're having a lot of skin issues going on. And then even on top of that, if you've taken Accutane, this was like one of my clients, she took Accutane. She actually did it twice. That's when all of her gut issues started. Still had all the skin issues. That actually caused SIBO. So she was doing everything, spending thousands of dollars at doctors. And by healing her gut, getting rid of the SIBO, we actually healed her skin. Because all of these things, these antibiotics, your gut just does not heal, guys. I told you, I created a freebie for you. If you want my free smoothie guide, all my gut healing smoothies, I'm going to drop it in the description below for you. I want to know what your favorite one is. And I am doing an engagement competition for the next month. So for everyone on my YouTube, I go live every single day. Share it with a friend, like and subscribe, and drop below what your biggest health struggle is right now. And if you need help, head to the description. And I want you to check out this video that I'm going to link here. I struggled for so long with so many digestive issues, and this is going to be a game changer on your journey. I love you, and I will see you tomorrow.